VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Germany's interior minister has offered his resignation over the country's immigration debate. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda explains the implication.
The possible resignation of a top German official could tear down the rest of Chancellor Angela Merkel's fragile government. Germany's interior minister, Horst Seehofer, offered his resignation late on Sunday night. A source says Seehofer didn't agree with EU immigration proposals Merkel brought back with her from a summit of heads of state last week. But the key detail is that Seehofer is not only the interior minister, but he's also the chairman of a political party allied to Merkel that she depends on to keep her coalition government afloat.
That was Reuters' Matthew Laritonda. The European Union is slamming the Trump administration for considering tariffs on auto imports, saying they could lead to global retaliation against some $300 billion in U.S. goods. European Commission spokesman Daniel Rosario commented on the U.S. investigation into the possibility of auto tariffs.
So we understand that we should make use of all the tools at our disposal to try to prevent this investigation to come to a similar outcome. That's why we take part in the investigation.
The EU sent comments to the United States on whether auto imports pose enough of a threat to U.S. national security to justify tariffs and estimating the economic impact. Leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador has won Mexico's presidential election. He said Sunday eradicating corruption and impunity will be the primary mission of his government. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The European Commission opened a fresh legal case on Monday against Poland over changes to the Supreme Court. VOA's Barry Newhouse explains.
The European Union's executive arm gave Poland a month to respond, which means the legal procedure will not stop the law entering into force on Tuesday. The Commission has challenged several changes to the judiciary that Poland's nationalist Law and Justice Party has made since winning power in late 2015. The EU body says the policies weaken democratic checks and balances. The Polish government says they are needed to reform a system which dates back to communist times. Barry Newhouse, VOA News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke Monday after visiting a refugee camp in Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh, where a Rohingya from Myanmar fled.
Listening to the terrible stories of massive violence, of killings, of rape, of torture, of houses or villages burned.
He said that Rohingya were living under terrible conditions in the camps because of massive violations to their human rights in Myanmar. VOA's Jeff Custer has the latest as rescue divers continue searching for the missing teens and their soccer coach in a Thai cave.
Thai Navy SEALs said in a Facebook post early Monday that divers, since Sunday night, had reached a bend where the kilometer-long passage splits in two directions. When water levels dropped Sunday, the divers went forward with a more methodical approach, deploying a rope line and extra oxygen supplies along the way. The boys, aged 11 to 16 and their 25-year-old coach, entered the Tam Luang Nang Nan Cave in Chiang Rai Province on June 23rd. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, National Security Advisor John Bolton says a North Korea weapons dismantling plan has specific goals.
What our experts have devised is a program that, with North Korean cooperation, with full disclosure of all of their chemical and biological nuclear programs, ballistic missile sites.
That hasn't happened yet?
We can. It has not. We can get, physically, we would be able to dismantle the overwhelming bulk of their programs within a year.
However, the Washington Post on Saturday cited unnamed U.S. intelligence officials as saying that evidence collected points to preparations by North Korea to deceive the U.S. about the number of nuclear warheads in its arsenal, as well as the existence of undisclosed production facilities. A Philippine mayor who paraded suspected drug dealers through the streets was shot dead Monday while attending a weekly flag-raising ceremony. Mayor Antonio Cando Halili gained prominence for introducing a Walk of Shame parade. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of VOA 1.